Points of distribution around New Hanover, Brunswick, and Pender counties are providing food, water, and tarps to people in need. Armies of volunteers, law enforcement agencies, and military groups are working together to keep supplies flowing. But one neighborhood in Wilmington has launched its own rescue effort. In New Hanover County, there are three points of distribution, or pods, where victims of Hurricane Florence can get food, water, and tarps. Lots of organizations are doing what they can to keep the supply lines flowing.
We are fully stocked. At this point, we have plenty of tarps, plenty of water, plenty of meals ready to eat.
That's Second Lieutenant Nancy Flanagan of the Virginia Wing of the Civil Air Patrol.
And of course, we have a lot of help here. It's not just the Civil Air Patrol. We do have Border Patrol here. We have New Hanover County Police. We have Wilmington Police, Wilmington EMS. We have the Forestry Service. We have the North Carolina National Guard here. And I hate to leave folks out, but I'm sure there's more.
Just three blocks north of this pod, Rachel Fox and her husband are managing a group of volunteers out of their restaurant, Fox's Boxes. It's mostly people from the neighborhood, pulling wagon loads and carrying bags full of food and water to other folks who can't leave their homes because they're elderly or disabled, or they rely on public transportation, which isn't currently running.
I feel like it was either Saturday or Sunday was when I first started seeing, like, I saw some single parent families coming by looking for someplace open. And I said, I've got some stuff. What do you need? And they were out of food.
Today, Rachel is talking with Rosa Ivory, who lives in the neighborhood and found help here. Now Rosa is carrying bags of food on foot to her neighbors. Rachel and Rosa paint a vivid picture of the need on the north side.
We've had some single parent families, no cars.
Yes.
They're hourly employees who take the bus to get to work.
That's what I do. I catch the bus to go to work with. Yes.
And so, you can't work this week?
I haven't been to work since Monday, and I work at the mall, and the mall is still down, and they're not looking to open until next Monday.
Susan Kranyek is also part of the volunteer effort. I meet her at the nearby pod center. She's in her car waiting in line to pick up as many pallets of water and MREs as they'll give her. She tells me each person's situation is different, but she finds them all gut-wrenching.
We have to walk out in the neighborhoods with these big wagons and stuff, and we're literally just finding like one person at a time. There was a lady, a cancer patient, who's by herself in her house with no air conditioning and no food.
Restaurant owner Rachel Fox says when her grown kids, who are out of town, learned about the need, they organized an Amazon wish list and started a t-shirt fundraiser.
Like, so then I start to cry. Once we start, it's like, I'm like, girls, come on, let's not break down yet.
Because of that Amazon wish list, Rachel says people from all over are shipping necessities to the restaurant to help that neighborhood. Rosa Ivory says she's proud of the community.
Because we are all trying to help each other and not go against each other. And I just hope that people understand that this is a crucial time of life and we all need to help each other, no matter what color you are.
Yeah, that's right.
Rachel Lewis Hilburn, WHQR News.